Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, Imperial and Mexicali Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. This show is brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
It's marvelous to join you today. We're joined by Dahlia Pesquera. and she's a marriage and family therapist who is an intern, which means she's studying under a licensed person. How many hours of therapy have you gotten towards your license so far?
I'm actually pretty close. I have about maybe 300 more hours.
So how many have you done? Over 1,000, huh?
Yes.
Over 2,000?
Over 2,000.
Wow. So over 2,000 supervised hours.
Yeah.
Working with children and family and youth and young adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nice. Welcome aboard. You know
Thank
what?
You.
How cool is it to have locally trained professional therapists doing services for locally born and raised people? Tell me about the cultural competency angle, just since we're here.
Mm-hmm. What would you want to know about?
Well,
that?
like people, you're from Calexico, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so as a Calexico person, how important do you think it is when you're treating people from Calexico or you're treating people from somewhere else? How important do you think it is to have that perspective of somebody who grew up in this community?
Does that make
a difference?
Yes, I think it's very important. There's a big difference in having the awareness of the cultural competence, being able to be sensitive to, you know, the traditions, whatever that may be.
The culture,
definitely. The hierarchy,
the language. Even though that's not as, you know, we take that for granted almost.
Yes, because you have to match to them, to the family, to the individual from the beginning, starting from the phone call. You know, talking mm-hmm. about therapy or any type of services to make them feel comfortable enough to mm-hmm. accept them.
Can you imagine, like, I'm going to put you on the line with a mm-hmm. translator and...
I know.
Wow, yeah. That would be very overwhelming knowing, you know, trying to find out, did they really understand what I'm going through?
Well, you already have to sell behavioral health, which culturally isn't necessarily an exact fit with anyone.
Right.
It's its own special place.
Right. And going with the having to sell the services that behavioral health offers, I think this month we've been talking about depression, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Dahlia is the third
clinician or mental health counselor.
Yes, yes. We've done children and we did youth. And Dahlia, you're representing young adult services for depression.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the third time's the charm. So this is going to be the show, by the way. So.
All right. We're glad to be here.
We're excited to have you aboard.
Now,
we were confused because I'm 50 and I want to be 20 and I'm thinking back in my head that there's no young adults. What do they have? They don't have fine line wrinkles. They don't have health problems. Most of them are thinner than me.
Yeah, it's a difficult, it's an exciting age and also difficult at the same mm-hmm. time because you have these all of a sudden 18-year-olds, 19 that, you know, in the books of the law of the nation or the mm-hmm. or the state is you're 18 and you're an adult.
Yes.
And, you know, you have all these responsibilities.
And this is your mom's basement.
And expectations.
Yes.
Yes.
But then you don't want to group them along. Let's say if you have an adult and children program, mm-hmm. you don't want to, they don't belong with the children because these are adults and you don't want to mix your adults with these minors. But then you don't want to group them with these 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds
right.
that these young adults would not even have, they have no connections. It's only they see right. a 40 or 50 year old as their grandma.
And
or,
I think that's
or
overall,
parents.
Overall, not just in our services, that's how they feel in our society. They don't fit.
They don't fit with the children
with, right,
and they don't fit with the
with
adults.
Their parents already. Mm-hmm. And
they're not listening to Justin Bieber anymore?
Like some
me?
Might, some might.
So they're not sharing iPod lists and, you
right.
know, et cetera, et cetera. It's
One Direction. They're
little...
not listening to One Direction.
Well, and they have different developmental challenges.
Oh, yes.
Which, you know, I was making fun, like, geez, you wouldn't be bad to be an adult, a young adult, but there are some stuff. What's going on with young adults?
Definitely there's still a lot of development happening for 18-year-olds, even up to 21, 25, depending on the gender as well. And
we make them adults. We don't even give them training wheels. We
right,
make them adults.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's some of the cultures you're 18. Hi, you're, that's it.
Yes.
There's the door.
It's the number, right? It's the golden number. And even the children that are getting close to the age of 18, they have that expectation that at 18, something magically is going to happen. You know, I'm supposed to have a job, graduate from high school. I'm supposed to be going to college. So they have all these expectations already.
Nice car.
From other people, from
really
themselves.
Nice car.
Yes, stable relationships.
Awesome and, girl. Yeah.
Right. And when it doesn't happen, that's where a lot of things crash. And
743 Facebook friends.
Yes.
Exactly. I've, and,
that's and they like everything I do.
And it's something that you hear a lot with the kids is that, you know, as soon as I'm 18, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And that doesn't
I'll
always
be independent.
Happen.
I'm no.
Be independent. Not under my roof. Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to do, I'm not going to live with my parents because, you know, they tell me what to do, you know, what time to come home, and, you know, they don't give me the liberty. So as soon as I'm 18, I'm going to, and it's hard when it all of a sudden, and it's difficult. It's still very difficult for an 18-year-old when they have the support of both parents at home. And then you have these kids who maybe they grew up in the foster care system and they're 18.
Or single parents.
So what if it didn't go right?
Yeah. And it's, so that's even more difficult.
Right. And it's that they're approaching, they're passing the 18-year-old, 19-year-old, they're getting closer to 25. It's still more overwhelming if still none of that stuff has happened that they were expecting.
Well, and locally, I mean, this isn't the easiest place to grow up in.
Oh, yes, that's a good point, right? Limited job, colleges,
We've had people come on and talk about the teen pregnancy rate. We set all the
records. We have the highest, we have the highest rate here in California, our county.
And unemployment, as you suggested. We have a
highest unemployment
rate. We have one of the highest dropout rates in the state of California. So I think like almost a quarter of our high school kids aren't actually completing high school. Well, good luck with that resume.
Right.
In 30% unemployment land.
And everything contributes to this depressed mood that will start demonstrating.
Good example. I have my, you know, I'll talk about my niece. Hello there. She's 18 and she just graduated from high school last June. Yes, last June. And you know, she's smart. She's very, and she has the support of my sister, my brother-in-law. And she's put out applications for jobs, and she's been unsuccessful.
Yes. So that, even though she's a smart, you know, intelligent lady that's been doing well in school, that's, you know, how affects her self-esteem. I may not be good enough. You know, I must be doing something wrong. I'm worthless. Nothing. I'm never going to
get a job.
Well,
and they're not the most patient people in the world.
Yeah. Yes. And the good thing is that she has a home. She has a bed. Yes. You know, she has the support of my sister, my brother-in-law.
As long as she follows the rules.
But it's difficult.
It's overwhelming if
so
it's not happening.
What kind of, you know, we're talking about depression. So what is the differences or what kind of things or what events in their lives might lead to depression and differentiate between the children and young adults and adults? I mean, because this is a specialized population. You know, what kind of things have you come across in dealing with the young adults that have depression?
Well, what will show for them more apparently will be their impairments, where they're starting to show, for example, they haven't been able to obtain employment because they don't have any motivation. They're not actually getting up to fill out applications. They're not following through with trainings. They're still having a lot of overwhelming ideas about where they should have been and they're not.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.